most of the photographs now in the theatre are in colour, but that was not possible in those days, because if you think about it, I had to, having taken the photographs and had a pocket full of film, exposed film, and then to go into my darkroom and process it in big tanks in the pitch dark. Had to be pitch dark in those days, of course, as well, because you could not have even a red light in a darkroom when you're actually processing film. It had to be total, complete blackness. And so that's what happened to begin with. And then, of course, you had to develop the film, fix the film, wash the film, and then dry the film, which would take time. And it usually meant that by 4 in the morning, I just about finished. Because they wanted the photographs up the first day. And of course, they had to be there the next day. So it really had to be done in a very great hurry. And it's the thing, you can't hurry. You've got to process the film for an exact amount of time, temperature of the developer and fixer and so on. So that was, it was quite arduous, as you can imagine. And I spent most of my life trying hard to breathe in the horrible fixer fumes of a darkroom in the pitch dark. So that was quite extraordinary.